I'm a really good teacher, and as so, I hold people's attention. Well, that's what I tend to think. But when I watch others teach, I realize, oh my God, it's so easy in the audience, even without technology, to drift off. And when I allow myself to sneak a peek at my phone, well, forget it, down the rabbit hole I go. I was one of about 10 trainers at a conference last weekend, and one of the others was presenting, and out of the blue she said, "What's your thought on this, Dan?" I had a second of utter fear as I realized I had drifted off a few minutes back. Fortunately, I had enough of a strand of the conversation to give a half-decent response. Meetings are so similar. The convener is like the teacher. She is hopefully totally focused on every point on the agenda. Meanwhile, others drift in and out. Nor is human attention binary. You are not either focused or you're not. Instead, there's a long spectrum from excited and enthused to completely tuned out. Thus, at that conference, I was perhaps 75% attentive until the speaker put the spotlight on me. Believe me, then I was focused. But my prior attenuated attention caused the quality and insight of my contribution to be about 75%, a straight-up C in a classroom. My prescription, both for the meeting and teaching scenarios, is the same. I call it PASRO, for pair and share and report out. Step one is, I'm developing a new app in my brain, which is like an antenna to measure how tuned in students are. I try not to indulge my pretension that I'm utterly riveting, but instead measure the true reality that people are coming and going. Step two in this imaginary app is that when the readout from the antenna shows increasingly declining attention, even when I'm on my favorite idea, I just say, okay, pair and share, what are your thoughts? Immediately, the locus of attention and control shifts. I had been the one person generating coherent ideas for 30 to 700 students, of whom scary percentages were mentally elsewhere. Now, 15 to 350 people are talking, and 15 to 350 people are listening. Sure, some are still gone, for example, ignoring the assignment, too lost to know what they're even being asked to discuss, or otherwise mailing it in. Nevertheless, the difference in the brain energy spent on task is huge. And when I sample their discussions later in the report out part, it's easier for them to follow because they've had similar conversations. One of the secrets to this practice is that it works for extroverts and introverts alike. Extroverts thrive off discussion, thinking out loud, kicking ideas around. Introverts are often thought of as wanting pure solitude, but they thrive in one-on-ones where they can go deep, following a single train of thought, theirs or another's, rather than have to bounce from one idea or speaker to another to another. I'll also use triads or foursomes as well. However, learning by two brings up the floor because it makes it hard to exit the conversation, and it raises the ceiling because a dyad engages intrinsic human needs to gain understanding, create together, and make a real difference with another human being. Final point. Use PASRO, pair and share and report out, early in the meeting. If I haven't engaged students, that is, prompted them into active listening and the activity of speaking within the first 5 to 10 minutes of a class, I'll see their attention begin to drop off considerably. Might I suggest that you will understand and utilize this concept better if you pair and share this topic with another person so you can each lead with your best selves?